The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God, he has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. I believe every man, woman, and child who has ever lived is on a journey to Jesus. Now, sometimes that path is explicit, as when someone knows Jesus and becomes his disciple formally and firmly. But sometimes it remains implicit, like when someone simply tries to lead a good life by obeying the voice of their conscience. The theologian Karl Rahner would call such a person an anonymous Christian. They don't even know they're on their way to Jesus. I recently read a book by Sherry Waddell where her explicit journey to Christ led her into the Catholic Church. It was not an easy journey. She writes very candidly, "I had been raised as a strong anti-Catholic fundamentalist in southern Mississippi, and contemplating becoming Catholic was like considering becoming a Martian." Now you know why so many people look at you funny. Everyone's explicit journey to Jesus seems to involve five thresholds or steps, as Waddell describes in her book. Let me touch on each one very briefly. First, trust. You first have to trust a Christian before you can trust Christ. I believe trust means knowing that someone will not hurt you. Secondly, curiosity. Curiosity is testing the water with your big toe to see how cold it is, but you're not sure you want to jump in the pool just yet. Third, openness. This is the point where someone starts reading books on Catholicism, wants to have discussions with people about faith, starts to pray to God for grace. Openness. Fourth, seeking. Sherry Waddell describes this step as dating with a purpose, but not yet marriage. Dating with a purpose is seeking. This is the point where someone enters RCIA and publicly as well as personally says they desire an explicit relationship with Jesus. And fifth, intentional discipleship. This step means I place Jesus at the top of my personal pyramid of priorities. I always try to please him more than anyone else. Changing metaphors, Jesus becomes the axis around which my world turns. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, offers a perfect case study in these five thresholds and how Philip, as a wise evangelizer, knows and respects this process. An Ethiopian eunuch in charge of the queen's treasury, that means he was her CFO, chief financial officer, always convert the chief financial officer first, embarks on an explicit journey to Jesus. First, Philip establishes trust by engaging in a simple conversation with the man. Second, the court official is curious, so he has traveled to Jerusalem to worship, to see what they do in that great temple. He probably sat in the very back of the temple. He is testing the waters with his Ethiopian toes. Third, he's reading Isaiah on his way home. He is open to learning more about Judeo-Christianity. Fourth, he wants to talk to someone about his desire to know Jesus. And so he asks Philip to explain the passage of Isaiah. And fifth, he wants to take the plunge into the ocean of Christian discipleship. And so he says, "Look, there is water. What's to prevent my being baptized?" The Ethiopian eunuch becomes an intentional disciple. This same pattern and series of steps is repeated up and down the centuries as people journey to Jesus. The question for each of us today is whether we have made our journey to Jesus explicit, or put another way, whether we are intentional disciples. This is no idle question. A lot hangs on our answer. Waddell makes this surprising but also sad observation. She says, "One of the fascinating things you learn as you listen is that some baptized and catechized Catholics have not even progressed as far as simple trust, the first threshold, while some of the unbaptized are much farther along." What a shocking but sadly true indictment. Could this be why so many Catholics stop going to Mass in their 20s and 30s? Is this why some people only come to church on Christmas and Easter? Could this be why so many evangelical and fundamentalist churches that speak explicitly and eloquently about discipleship are filled to the rafters with ex-Catholics? Could this explain why many Catholics just go through the motions of the Mass while their minds and hearts are a million miles away, like going through a car wash? Deposit your money and you come out clean on the other side. But no personal commitment to live a life radically conformed to Christ. Follow the path of the Ethiopian eunuch and take the next step on the road to intentional discipleship. Praise to be Jesus Christ.